Hundreds of opposition supporters stormed the parliament building of Georgia today. The former Soviet Republic, Georgian President Eduard Shevardnadze, was addressing the assembly at the time and was forced to flee to the building. Mr. Shevardnadze is calling the action an attempted coup, and he's declared a state of emergency. Joining us now from the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, is NPR's Lawrence Sheets. Lawrence, thanks for being with us. Lawrence, you all right?
My pleasure, Scott. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm standing outside the parliament building, which you just reminded our listeners about, taken over a few hours ago by a group of 10 or 15,000 protesters, people who've been protesting the results of the recent parliamentary elections in Georgia. Very dramatic pictures. We saw Mr. Shevardnadze trying to make a speech on television, trying to open parliament. Basically, these opposition protesters busted into the hall. There were actual fistfights on the floor of parliament. He continued to try to make his speech. He was later whisked away to his residence, which is on a mountainside above Tbilisi, above the capital. Mm-hmm. And as you said, he's just classified today's events as an attempted coup, a state of emergency.
Lawrence, to what degree is Mr. Shevardnadze in control at the moment?
It doesn't look like anybody's really in control at the moment. This has been the whole problem with Georgia since it became independent in 1991. This is a country that's been through four wars, two civil conflicts, two ethnic conflicts in the last 10, 12 years. Many regions of the country are basically not controlled by the government at all. Now we have a situation where we have a president who says he's still president. We have people who don't recognize him. They've taken over important government buildings. And the president and his interior minister, we just heard him say, mm-hmm. are going to arrest the organizers. Quite frankly, I don't know how, because Mr. Shevardnadze doesn't have a lot of public support, and moves to try to arrest main opposition leaders here are going to be met with some resistance, I would think.
Lawrence, the government has declared a state of emergency. What does that mean under the circumstances?
According to the government, according to the interior minister, and he was speaking alongside President Shevardnadze just about 15, 20 minutes ago at his residence, that means a curfew. It means, I assume, that people would have to be off the streets by 9 or 10 p.m. There have been curfews in the past in Georgia. It means that the government has granted extraordinary powers. It means that there will probably be troops on the streets patrolling the streets if President Shevardnadze can rely on them, and that's a big question.
Well, that would be my question. It's one thing to declare a state of emergency, but the circumstance you described would lead one to wonder whether or not the government can follow through.
I would have my doubts about that. President Shevardnadze, of course, is a man who has a very fine reputation in the West, having helped to end the Cold War when he was Soviet foreign minister. But he's very unpopular in Georgia these days. And what people around him will tell, even close aides, are that he's grown increasingly distant from reality, and he's become a hostage of very sort of hawkish, very conservative people around him who are disinforming him, and he really doesn't realize how unpopular he is, and whether or not he can rely on the support of the army is a big question.
Lawrence, what's brought Georgia to clearly this crisis point, as you can reconstruct it for us, over the past couple of years?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, Scott? I just couldn't hear you.
Yeah, as you can reconstruct it for us, what has brought Georgia to this crisis point?
Well, of course, it's been the result of this falsified parliamentary election. Even the State Department said that there were serious doubts about it and there had been fraud during the election. But really, what's brought Georgia to crisis is extreme poverty, corruption, and the inability of the government to do anything about it. And the protests, which were initially aimed at the parliamentary election, are really an expression of people's frustration with a country which has grown very, very poor over the last 10 years. Georgia was actually a very rich part of the former Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. Now it's one of the poorest parts of the former Soviet Union. So it's more an expression of the general state of the economy than it is anything else, I think.
And in 15 seconds we have left, can anyone take power now?
Well, that's a big question. I mean, we have President Shevardnadze saying he's still president, saying he has no intention to resign. Mikhail Saakashvili, who's a 35-year-old U.S.-trained lawyer.
Thank you, NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Tbilisi, Georgia, 18 minutes past the hour.